This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, a community access media station. Thank you to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.
Let's take it nice and easy. It's gonna be so easy for us to fall in love. Hey, baby, what's your hurry? Relax and don't you worry. We're gonna fall in love. We're on the road to romance, that's safe to say. But let's make all the stops along the way. The problem now, of course, is to simply hold your horses. To rush would be a crime, 'cause nice and easy does it every time.
Let's have a listen to this all the way through today.
Say, but let's make all the stops along the way. The problem now, of course, is to simply hold your horses. To rush would be a crime, 'cause nice and easy does it be a crime.
Oh my goodness.
'Cause nice and easy does it. Nice and easy does it. Nice and easy does it every time. Like the man said one more time. Nice and easy does it.
Nice
and easy does it. Nice and easy does it every time.
Yeah. And there you go, my friends. What happened there? Well, I decided that instead of cutting the introduction to Easy Jazz with Joe Redman off, I thought, why not let it play all the way through today and join Frank in a little bit of a duet at the end? Why not? It's my show. I can do what I like. Anyway, good morning to you all, wherever you may be in this great big wide world, and welcome to this live program of Easy Jazz with me, John Redman, coming to you out of Studio One at Radio Hawke's Bay. And we are situated in the heart of Hastings in the province of Hawke's Bay in New Zealand. If you're living locally and you are listening on your radio, you will be listening on one of two frequencies, 1431 AM or 104.7 FM. You could also be anywhere in the world, including locally. You could be listening on your smart device because you went to your search engine and you typed in www.radiohawksbay.org.nz and you're listening now to our live stream. Well, today, my friends, is Friday, September the 19th in the year 2025. I'm here until noon. I do not stop for news, sport and weather at 11 a.m. Remember that. Now, regular listeners will know that the first track I bring this week was the last track of last week that you only heard a couple of bars from. So let me reintroduce it. I bring you another recording of a man on a Hammond organ. The man is Jimmy Smith, and the track comes from his 1994 Blue Note album, which is called The Master. Now, Jimmy Smith is on the organ, and there is a Jimmy Smith on drums. However, the Jimmys are different. Jimmy on the organ is J-I-M-M-Y, and the Jimmy on the drums is J-I-M-M-I-E. They've also got Kenny Burrell on guitar, and they're going to perform for us Horace Silver's composition, which Horace called The Preacher. Thank you. Yes, started the day with a nice toe-tapping, finger-snapping, hip-swaying track. That was Jimmy Smith on the Hammond organ, Jimmy Smith, another one, on the drums, Kenny Burrell on guitar, live recording, and they performed Mr. Horace Silver's composition, The Preacher. Now, Peter G., you're not feeling too well at the moment, I hear. I don't expect you were toe-tapping or finger-snapping or hip-swaying, but let's hope it made you feel a little bit better today, mate. Right, let's get on with the next one. Pablo Records put out an album in 1991, and they called it Mostly Juke. Mostly Juke, meaning that most of the tunes were ones written by Duke Ellington. The album featured Milt Jackson on the vibes, Monty Alexander on piano, Ray Brown on bass, and Mickey Roker on the drums. Now, the track I have picked for you is not one written by Duke Ellington. And I have, indeed for you, a live recording of one of Milt Jackson's own compositions, a tune that he called Used to Be Jackson. Milt Jackson vibes, Monty Alexander piano, Ray Brown bass, Mickey Roker on the drums. And it is Used to Be Jackson.
Thank you.
I think they liked it, don't you? Very appreciative audience. Okay, who did we just hear? Well, we heard Milt Jackson on the vibes, Monty Alexander on piano, Ray Brown on bass, Mickey Roker on the drums, and the track comes from a Pablo Records album called Mostly Duke. It was recorded in 1991, and the tune that you heard was written by Milt Jackson, and it's called Used to Be Jackson. The Mundell Low Quartet is an album by the American jazz guitarist Mundell Low. It was released in 1955 by Riverside Records, and Mundell had Dick Hyman on piano, Trigger Alpert on bass, and Ed Shaughnessy on the drums. And I have for you a performance that they did and recorded in 1955. And the tune you're going to hear is one written in 1941 by Matt Dennis and Tom Adair. The tune is called The Night We Called It a Day. So we went then back to a nice little soft, haunting little piece there, recorded in 1955 by Mundell Low on guitar, Dick Hyman on piano, Trigger Alpert on bass, and Ed Shaughnessy on the drums. And the tune was The Night We Called It a Day. Lyrics were written by Tom Adair. And, you know, I keep saying to you that the lyrics to ballads, jazz songs, are poems, because the lyrics on that particular tune, it starts, "There was a moon out in space, but a cloud drifted over its face. You kissed me and went on your way. The night we called it a day." Beautiful, beautiful lyrics. Anyway, that was Mundell Lowe. Now we're going to have a vocal now by a man called Gregory Porter. Now, he's an American singer, songwriter, and musician. He was born in 1971. He's probably best known, if you ever see him on the telly or whatever, he's usually got like a hoodie on and a hat on top. He's won the Grammy Award for the Best Jazz Vocal Album. He won it first in 2014, then again in 2017. Now, the second album, which was called Take Me to the Alley, was recorded for Blue Note Records. And what I'm going to do, I'm going to actually play for you Gregory Porter singing the lyrics and the song, which is called Take Me to the Alley. Okay, he recorded this, my dear friends, in May 2016. Gregory Porter, Take Me to the Alley.
Well, they build their houses in preparation for the king, and they line the sidewalks with every sort of shiny thing. They will be surprised when they hear him say, "Take me to the alley. Take me to the afflicted ones. Take me to the lonely ones that somehow lost their way. Let them hear me say, I am your friend. Come to my table. Rest here in my garden. You will have a pardon. Take me to the alley. Take me to the afflicted ones. Take me to the lonely ones that somehow lost their way. Let them hear me say, I am your friend. Come to my table. Rest here in my garden. You will have a pardon. Thank you. surprised when they hear him say, take me to the alley, take me to the afflicted ones, take me to the lonely ones that somehow lost their way. Let them hear me say, I am your friend. Come to my table, rest here in my garden. You will have a pardon. You will have a pardon. Oh, take me to the alley. Take me to the afflicted ones. Take me.
Now, if you're wondering who was that singing, I can tell you, that was an American singer called Gregory Porter. Not only is he a singer, he's a songwriter, and he's a musician as well. And he sang for us there a tune that he wrote called Take Me to the Alley. You know, Alley, A-L-L-E-Y. Yep, good. And that came from an album of the same name that was released by Blue Note Records in May 2016. And a year later, in 2017, Gregory Porter won a Grammy Award for that particular album, Take Me to the Alley. The second one he'd actually won. And he's not a new jazz singer. He's been around for some time, but he's probably a little bit new to us. You know, people sort of, oh yeah, you know all the great crooners. His voice grows on you, believe me. Okay, the time is 10:35 a.m. on this Friday, the 19th of September, 2025, and you are listening to this live program of Easy Jazz with me, John Redman. I think it's time for another song from that American singer, Maria Schaefer. And this track comes from her 2019 album, which is called No Broken Hearts. She has Shane Sabala on guitar. She has Max Krause on the bass. And James Yoshizawa is the man on the drums. And for your listening pleasure, please enjoy Maria Schaefer as she sings the Cole Porter song, Love for Sale.
Still unspoiled, love that's only slightly soiled, love for sale. Who will buy? Who would like to sample my supply? I so loved for sale. Let the poet's pipe of love in their childish way. I know every type of love better far than they. If you want the thrill of love, I've been through the mill of love. Old love, new love, every kind of love but true love. Oh, love for sale. Appetizing young love for sale. If you want to buy my wares, follow me and climb the stairs. Oh, poet's pipe of love in the childish way. I know every type of love better far than they. If you want the thrill of love, I've been through the mill of love. Old love, new love, every kind of love but true love. Love for sale. Appetizing your love for sale. If you want to buy my wares, follow me and climb the stairs. Oh, love for sale. Love for sale. Love for sale.
I love that backing too. That was Maria Schaefer. She did the singing, and she had Shane Savala on the guitar, Max Krause on the bass, and James Yoshizawa on the drums. And that was a great backing trio, as you probably heard. And, of course, with Maria doing the vocals, you heard Love for Sale, which is a song written by Cole Porter. And I'm not going to say it again, but... No, I'm not. Well, all right, I will. I mean, many years ago, the late, I had a wonderful bass player, and he would say to me quite often, "Why don't you sing Love for Sale?" And I used to say, "Fred, it's a prostitute song, and it's not meant for a man." And he'd say, "But it's a lovely song." I said, "Yeah, but not for a man, Fred." And that was the late Fred Gervin. And I still miss Fred. Anyway, John, get on with it, boy. Yardbird Suite is a bebop standard composed by the very famous, or perhaps he was a little bit infamous, jazz saxophonist Charlie Parker. And Charlie Parker wrote Yardbird Suite in 1946. The title, obviously, combines his nickname, which was Yardbird. Now, I'm not going to bring this particular recording of Yardbird Suite by Charlie Parker. I've got a recording of the tune that was done by the Danish-born trombonist Kay Winding. Okay, in 1988, he has Frank Strazieri on piano, Kevin Brandon on bass, and Ted Hawk on the drums. So just pin back your ears and listen to Yardbird Suite, this bebop tune, played on the trombone by Kay Winding.
Thank you.
Well, that made a change, didn't it? Listening to a bebop tune played by a trombonist. The tune, of course, was Yardbird Suite, which was written by Charlie Parker, whose nickname was Yardbird, who normally played it, of course, on alto sax. But that recording was made in 1988, and it featured the trombone of... I keep saying he's... he was born in Denmark, and everybody knew him in the rest of the world as Kay Winding. Actually, his proper name was Kai Vinding. But anyway, Kay Winding recorded that in 1988. Frank Strazzeri on the piano, Kevin Brandon on bass, Ted Hawke on the drums. Don't forget that I do not stop for new sport and weather at 11. Here's another from that famous youth band from Barcelona in Spain. And this one goes out to three Brians. Two Brians are B-R-I, and another Brian is B-R-Y. And they are really, like I am, great fans of the Sant Andreu Jazz Band from Barcelona. The band consists of musicians between the ages of 6 and 18. So have a listen as I bring you now a live recording that they did of Benny Carter's composition that he wrote for the Count Basie Orchestra back in 1961. The Sant Andreu Jazz Band are going to play for us this tune, which is called Easy Money.
Thank you.
Yeah, huge audience. And, I mean, listening to that, you'd never believe that all the musicians in that band, the St. Andrew Jazz Band, are the average age is 15. And they just play some beautiful music. That tune was written for Count Basie by Benny Carter. It's called Easy Money. And that track comes from an album the San Andreas Jazz Band made in 2022 called Jazzing. And they recorded that in some big theater in Barcelona. And I look at them quite frequently on YouTube. And if you go onto YouTube and just type in S-A-J-A, you probably get heaps and heaps of videos of the band showing just how good they are. And you'll be amazed how young some of these kids are, really. Okay. Now I've got our local composer and lyricist, Chris Negus. He's up next. I was talking to Chris yesterday evening, in fact, and I really am still looking to try to get this man brought out into the open. He writes such good ballads. He writes the music, he writes the lyrics, and I got him interviewed here on Radio Hawke's Bay, and I play his music. I'm still looking for somebody. If you belong to a band, I'm not talking about a rock band, classical or anything like that. If you've got a band that plays sort of, you know, jazz or sort of nice, easy pop music, contact me through this studio, Radio Kidnappers. Radio Kidnappers. Come on, John. Radio Hawke's Bay. And they'll contact me and I can get back to you. Anyway, here's an example of one of Chris Negus's tunes that he had recorded. And this tune is called Just Remembering.
My time is spent just remembering special days to me. Content to sit just remembering, lost in memories. Don't need no help in remembering, happens all. Tell just what I'm remembering. That is surely mine. Only thing about a photograph makes you see the years go by. If you find that you.
Okay, that was a song written by our local composer and lyricist, Chris Negus. And he had that recorded in London some years ago. And he wrote that song, which is called Just Remembering. And just remember what I said about lyrics that rhyme. They rhyme. They did rhyme there as well. And it reminds me of, I mean, not long after I'd started doing this show, way back in 2006, I always used to say, listen to the lyrics, because the lyrics tell the story. And it's amazing. I'd meet people in Napier or in Hastings in the street, and they'd say, always say to me, don't forget to remember to listen to the lyrics. And I think I became Mr. Listen to the Lyrics Man. And particularly, I mean, I go to the Hawke's Bay Jazz Club, and a number of people used to say to me, yes, we're listening to the lyrics, John. We're listening to the lyrics. Which is good. Anyway, it is now, 11:03 a.m. on Friday, the 19th of September. Where do the months go? They seem to go quicker, don't they, when the older you get? Right, let's get on. Here's another from Paul Anka's brilliant album called Rock Swings, where Paul Anka took a rock song and put it into a swing pattern. And all these songs originated in the 70s and 80s. Now, I have Paul this week doing a great arrangement of a song called True, T-R-U-E. And that was a massive hit in 1983 for a British group called Spandau Ballet. Have a listen to the way Paul Anka took the song and made it into a really nice swing version. Paul Anka with his version of True.
It seems always in time, but never in line for dreams. Head over heels went toe to toe. This is the sound of my soul. This is the sound. I bought a ticket to the world, but now I've come back again. I find it hard to write the next line. I want the truth to be said. I know this much is true. Much is true. With a thrill in my head and a pill on my tongue, dissolving the nerves that just begun, listening to Ella. This is the sound my hands. Sands of time of its own. I find it hard to write the next line. I want the truth to be known. I know this much is true. I know this much is true. It's true. I bought a ticket to the world, but now I've come back again, finding it hard to write the next line. I want the truth to be said. I know this much. I know this much is. This much is true.
God, that's. Oh, God. I really. Do you know, I first heard that tune by Spandau Ballet. And I was in the UK and I was driving south on the M1, the big motorway M1. And I heard that come up on the car radio. And I thought, yeah, I like that. That's pretty good. That version just blows my mind. I mean, you've got to admit, I mean, whether or not you knew the original or not, Paul Anka's version of Spandau Ballet's True with that big band behind him was absolutely unforgettable. Don't you think? Oh, I do. Okay, anyway, it's time for me to do my promo. I've got to tell you a little bit more about this great radio station, Radio Hawke's Bay, although I did slip, didn't I, just now? Radio Kidnappers. God, I should get demerit points for that. Anyway, Radio Hawke's Bay. We did start out 30 years ago as Radio Kidnappers, but about 3 years ago, we changed and we became Radio Hawke's Bay. Now, we broadcast 365 days of the year, and we also we broadcast 24 hours a day. So music and other interesting programs never stops from this radio station. How do you find out a little more about us? Well, I mentioned right at the very beginning of the show that you could be listening to the show on a radio, but you could also be listening through your smart device, and you'd had gone to your search engine and typed in www.radiohawkesbay.org.nz. Now, if you do that, up comes our homepage, which is our website. And it is on that website that you find everything you need to know about Radio Hawke's Bay. The first thing is, have a look at the top of that first page. And there's a thing that says Listen Live. If you click on that, you can listen to whatever is being broadcast by Radio Hawke's Bay at the time you clicked on that little thingy-me-jig. That's clever, isn't it? There's so much you can learn. If you want to know about who is on, what program is on, what day, what time, just go to the schedule and have a look. If you want to know about the broadcasters, go and have a look at the broadcasters, see what the broadcasters are all about, what their history is. There are so many things, like, podcasts, for example. If you missed a program, that was one of your favorite programs because you had to go to the doctors or hospital or whatever. If you go to the podcast and click on that and start to type in the name of the program you listen to, a little ladder will drop down and you'll say, ah, there it is. There's my program. Click on that. And it gives you the list of the dates. And you can then say, oh, yeah, well, this is the one I missed. Look, last week. And click on that and you can hear it. There's so much that we put out from Radio Hawke's Bay. There's so much information you can gain from our website. We put out around 90-plus programs a week, and we've got about the same number of broadcasters. Now, broadcasters do naturally come to the end of their particular program because, you know, they've done everything that they can do, or they've gotten too old. I'm old, but I'm still here. So we're always looking for new broadcasters. Having said that, I'm sure you must have a pen, pencil, crayon, piece of chalk, something to hand, and something to write on, because I'm going to give you a phone number. If you're one of the people who thinks to yourself, aha, I've got a great idea. My club, my organization have a great idea for a program that people would love to listen to from around the world. And here's the number. 06-878-8710. I'll say it again. 06-878-8710. Bring that number. Talk to one of the Dream Team here and say, hey, I was listening to Easy Jazz with John Redman, and he said that if anybody had an idea for a program, I've got one. So you can come in, meet the Dream Team, say, this is my idea. Who knows? You could be the next new broadcaster at Radio Hawke's Bay. Now, you don't have to do a live program. I do live because I prefer being live. You can record your program, and full training will be given on how to use the microphone, the players, the deck. I mean, when you first look at one of these decks, you think, oh, my God, there's so many faders and switches and things to push and things to, oh. You only use a little tiny bit of all the things that are on a deck. So there you go. You know what to do. I'm going to carry on now with some more music. And you will have heard me say before, I have a friend called Ken Slavin. Ken lives in San Antonio in Texas, and he gets around all the time. He's always doing concerts around the USA or overseas. His last overseas tour was in Ireland, believe it or not. And I think he spent 10 days doing gigs in various parts of Southern Ireland. Anyway, I've got a song from an album he did, which he calls I'll Take Romance. And he has Morris Helm on the piano, Chuck Moses on bass, and Kevin Hess on the drums. And I invite you to listen to Ken Slavin with those guys backing him. And he's going to sing for us a song written by Harold Arlen and Johnny Mercer in 1946. And that song is called Come Rain, Come Shine. Ken Slavin is the singer.
I'm gonna love you like nobody's loved you. Come rain or come shine. High as a mountain, deep as a river, rain or shine. I guess when you met me that it was just one of those things. But don't ever bet me I'm gonna be true. If you let me, you're gonna love me like nobody's loved me. Come rain or come shine. Happy together, unhappy together, but won't it be fine? Days may be cloudy or sunny, we are in or out of the Monday, but I am with you always, rain or shine. Like nobody's loved you, come rain or come shine. High as a mountain, deep as a river, come rain or come shine. I guess when you met me that it was just one of those things. But don't ever bet me, 'cause I'm gonna be true. If you let me, you're gonna love me like nobody's loved me. Come rain or come shine. Happy together, unhappy together, but won't it be fine? Days may be cloudy or sunny, we are in or out of the muddy, but I'm with you always, rain or shine, come rain or shine, rain or shine.
The song was Come Rain or Come Shine, written in 1946. By Harold Arlen and Johnny Mercer, and the singer was my friend Ken Slavin from San Antone, Texas. He recorded and released the album called I'll Take Romance in 2007. And, I meant to say to you, besides being a great singer, I tell you what, he's not a trained chef. But my goodness, he's an absolutely brilliant chef. I mean, my God! I mean, some of the food he. Well, I'll say no more. Here's one from the American Songstress, singer, if you like, and pianist Patricia Barber, and it comes from her 2008 Blue Note album called The Cole Porter Mix. She sings and plays piano on this one, and she's got Michael Arnapol on bass, Neil Algar on guitar, Chris Potter on tenor sax, and Nate Smith on the drums. And you're going to hear Miss Patricia Barber sing and play the piano on Cole Porter's song, which is called In the Still of the Night.
In the still of the night, as I gaze from my window, at the moon in its flight. My thoughts are straight to you. In the still of the night, while the world is in slumber. Oh, the times without number, darling, when I say to you, do you love me as I love you? Are you my life to be, my dream come true? Or will this dream of mine fade out of sight? Or will this dream of mine fade out of sight?
Well, I would certainly have not ended if I was involved in that. That track really went along quite nice with Patricia Barber on the piano and doing the singing, and you know, the guitarist and the drummer and the bass player just popping along quite nicely. And I thought I'd play it for you anyway, because it is a great track, but I did not like that, I don't know what you call it, a screaming, hopping around, terrible tenor sax, which I think spoke the track completely. But anyway, before that, it was very nice, wasn't it? You know, with Barbara's not really a singer. Patricia Barbara's not really a singer. She's what I call a talk singer. But anyway, that came from her 2008 Blue Note album called The Cole Porter Mix. Right. It is now 11:28 a.m. on Friday, the 19th of September 2025. Now, in 1977, the baritone sax player Jerry Mulligan wrote a tune to the memory of a very famous alto sax player called Johnny Hodges. And Jerry Mulligan called the tune Song for Johnny Hodges. He recorded that tune in the same year, 1977. He plays baritone sax. He has Lionel Hampton on vibes, Bucky Pizzarelli on guitar, George DeVivier on bass, and Grady Tate on the drums. And here is that 1977 recording, which Jerry Mulligan calls Song for Johnny Hodges. Thank you. The man on the baritone sax was Jerry Mulligan. The pianist was Claude Williamson. Lionel Hampton was on the vibes. Bucky Pizzarelli was on guitar. George DeVivier on bass. Grady Tate was on the drums. And the tune was written by the baritone sax man, Jerry Mulligan, in memory of the famous alto sax player Johnny Hodges. And the tune was called Song for Johnny Hodges. Right, I'm going to go now from the baritone sax to the tenor sax. And one of my favorite sax players, Houston Person. That's H-O-U-S-T-O-N, Houston Person, P-E-R-S-O-N. And in 1987, Houston Person recorded an album for Muse Records, and the album is called The Talk of the Town. And from it, we have Houston Pearson on tenor sax, Stan Hope on piano, Buster Williams on bass, Grady Tate on the drums, and they're going to play the album title, a tune that was written by Jerry Livingston, Al Nyberg, and Marty Symes in 1933. And that tune is called It's the Talk of the Town, and Houston Person is the tenor sax man. Thank you. As I said at my introduction to that particular track, I did say that Houston Person was one of my favorite tenor sax players. And if you're listening to that, you understand why. That particular track comes from an album that went out by Muse Records called The Talk of the Town. And Houston Person was on tenor sax, Stan Hope piano, Buster Williams bass, Grady Tate on the drums. And they played the title to the album, It's the Talk of the Town, written in 1933. Jerry Livingston, Al Nyberg, and Marty Symes. Now, I was first introduced to that song. I'd never heard it before. And it was introduced to me by the late wonderful friend I had, and I miss him today, John Mullaney. He said to me one day, I think you should do It's the Talk of the Town. I never heard of it. And he introduced me to it, and I sang it quite regularly with John. Great lyrics again. It starts off, I can't show my face, can't go any place. People stop and stare, it's so hard to bear. Everybody knows that you've left me. It's the talk of the town. See, lyrics, poem-like. Yeah, there you go. Let's move on now to a man called Johnny Little. Little is spelled L-Y-T-L-E. L-Y-T-L-E. Johnny Little was born in 1932. He died in 1995. He was an American jazz drummer and vibraphone player. And in 1989, he got together with none other than Houston Person on tenor sax. Johnny Little played the vibes. David Braham played the organ. Melvin Sparks was on guitar. Peter Martin Weiss was on bass. Greg Bandy on drums. And Sammy Figuera played percussion. And the tune they recorded back in 1989 that I'm going to play for you is called Child Is Born. Thank you. Okay, folks, that was a recording that was made in 1989, and the musicians were Johnny Little, who was on the vibes, Houston Person on tenor sax, David Braham on organ, Melvin Sparks guitar, Peter Martin Bice on bass, Greg Bandy on drums, and Sammy Fugera was on the percussion. Now, the tune was called A Child Is Born, not to be confused with the big hit that Johnny Mathis had called When a Child Is Born. A Child Is Born, that tune you've just heard, was written in 1969 by the American trumpeter Thad Jones. And a nice little piece, though, wasn't it? Oh, look, got to get in quickly. A Hawke's Bay Jazz Club this Sunday, the 21st of September, meeting at the Magdalenos Room at the Havelock North Function Centre. And the musicians playing this Sunday is they're the New Zealand School of Music big band, led by Daniel Hales. Remember that doors open at 5, program starts at 5:30, and food and drink are available. And remember, students are free. Okay? So that's this Sunday, Hawke's Bay Jazz Club, 21st of September, Sunday. And the musicians are those of the New Zealand School of Music Big Band. Okay, well, we're rapidly running out of time. So how about we have one of these pretty quickly? Nancy Wilson, 1962 Capitol Records album. Nancy Wilson doing the vocals. Cannonball Adderley on alto sax, Nat Adderley on cornet, Sam Jones on bass, Joe Savino on piano, Louis Hayes on the drums, and Nancy's going to sing a song written by Rodgers and Hammerstein called Happy Talk.
Happy talk, keep talking, happy talk. Talk about things you'd like to do. You gotta have a dream. If you don't have a dream, how you gonna have a dream come true? Talk about a moon floating in the sky, looking like a lily on a lake. Talk about a bird learning how to fly, making all the music he can make. Happy talk, keep talking, happy talk. Talk about things you'd like to do. You gotta have a dream. If you don't have a dream, how you gonna have a dream come true? Talk about a star looking like a toy, peeking through the branches of a tree. Talk about a girl, talk about a boy, counting all the ripples on the sea. Happy talk, keep talking, a happy talk. Talk about things you'd like to do. You gotta have a dream. If you don't have a dream, how you gonna have a dream come true?
Yeah, Nancy Wilson with Happy Talk, 1962. Let's go out here now with a little bit of Frank Sinatra singing Chicago. And look after yourselves. God bless. Remember to love the ones that love you, because they'll love you back even more. Be back next week, God willing. John Redman and Easy Jazz. Off for Chicago, this week. Bye Chicago, for now. Come back next week.
Chicago, Chicago, I will show you around. I love it. Bet your bottom dollar you lose the blues in Chicago, Chicago, the town that Billy Sunday couldn't shut down. On State Street, that great street.
This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, a community access media station. Thank you to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.